This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Federal officials met with South Dakota's 9 Sioux tribes yesterday. They were beginning a 3-day summit in Rapid City. This meeting has been a year in the making. It's an effort to address longstanding concerns over the high number of Native American children that the state places in non-Native foster homes. Families testified about alleged violations by South Dakota under the Indian Child Welfare Act. There was only one problem. The state didn't show up. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
The night before the conference started, buses of tribal members from across South Dakota filed into a hotel banquet room and gathered for a prayer dinner. No one could remember the last time all 9 Sioux tribes came together for such a gathering. Many at the dinner said they were eager to sit down with state officials and solve what they see as a growing problem, the high rate of Native children in white foster homes. The state is facing a federal lawsuit and congressional scrutiny over this issue. Phyllis Young is a council member with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe.
Those children have a right to their grandmothers and extended families.
Federal law agrees. The Indian Child Welfare Act says if children have to be removed from their parents, they must be placed with relatives, tribal members, or Native American foster homes, except in unusual circumstances. State records show almost 9 out of 10 Native kids are placed in non-Native homes. The next morning, the summit got underway. Top officials from Washington took their seats. The Secretary of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, officials from the Department of Health and Human Services, staffers from 3 members of Congress, and 2 trial attorneys from the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division. But the seats for South Dakota state officials were empty. Some tribal leaders wondered if maybe they were just late. They began introductions.
My name is Cyril Scott. I come from Rhodes, but I am the tribal president.
What I expect to see from this conference is unity to save our children.
What I hope to see here is questions, answers, and solutions.
The people. It's time to act.
By the time they had finished, it was clear no one from the state or South Dakota's Department of Social Services was coming. In a statement, the department told NPR that it had not been invited to the conference and that it had only learned details about it last week. Kevin Washburn is the Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs who came from Washington. He said that is not his recollection.
I spoke with the governor and asked his office to attend, and he wasn't able to be here, and so we called the Chief Justice, and they didn't, weren't not able to attend either. So we reached out at very high levels to the state because this is indeed a summit. Seemed like we should be reaching the very highest levels of the state, and we weren't able to get them to be here.
Washburn said that's a problem.
There's some disagreements between the state and tribes, and it seems like a dysfunctional relationship that's developed. And it's hard to find the solutions when only the tribes have come to talk.
Tribal leaders say they wanted to talk to the state about running their own social service programs. The federal government sends money to states every time they place a child in foster care. Tribal leaders say that money should be given to them so that they can take care of their own children and ensure they are placed in Indian homes. The state of North Dakota actually sent several state lawmakers and the state's U.S. attorney just to sit in. That didn't surprise Terry Yellowfad, who runs child welfare for the Standing Rock Reservation, which straddles both North and South Dakota.
Oh, I have quite a few cases up there, too. But they're more cooperative. They call me immediately, email me, and they're right on the phone. But they also really watch themselves also, where I do not get that from South Dakota.
State officials have said in the past that they are working to find more Native foster homes and always try to locate family members first. Tribal and federal officials hope they can hold the state to that promise, even if they don't want to talk about it in person. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Rapid City.